In studio, we have Deborah Flanagan. She is with Home Instead Senior Care here in Attleboro. Back with us once again. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning. Thanks for having me come in to share about our Be a Santa to a Senior program.
Now, as I mentioned this, and I'd love to have you here last time, almost a year ago?
Is that like, yes, it's been just about a year.
It's not good. We need to have you more in here talking about Home Instead Senior Care.
I would love to do that.
Home Instead has been around for a bit. We're going to talk about Be a Santa to a Senior. Before we get into our weather forecast from Jim Corbin, how about a little background on who Deb Flanagan is?
Well, I've been with Home Instead Senior Care for the past 3 years. Mm-hmm. The first 2 years I was a client care coordinator, and basically I met with all the families that were looking to sign their loved ones up for service, and then I oversaw the caregivers and did quality assurance checks on them. And then recently this past year I moved up into marketing and sales, so basically community service rep. Mm-hmm. So I go out to local physicians and churches and organizations, letting them know about our services.
And the people who work with you at Home Instead do a wonderful job. And I want to say a little shout out to your other employees up there.
I would love to. Deb Nichols is the owner of Home Instead, and we couldn't ask for a better leader. We have Mary Louise as the director of marketing. Ashley Nichols is Deb's daughter, and she is our business manager,
who was recently interviewed by cable.
Yes.
About a month ago, talking about this program.
Right. Yep. And then Holly is Deb Nichols' niece. And then we have Robin and Jesse, who's on the front desk, and Lynn and Pat, as well as Diane. And I don't think I miss anyone. Mm-hmm. Besides Nancy is our trainer in our center that trains all our caregivers.
If people want to get more information, how can they do that, and whereabouts are you located here in the city?
Well, we're located at 555 Pleasant Street in Attleboro, Mass., which is 02703. And our website is homeinstead.com/590.
Mm-hmm. And 590 is your business out there.
Correct.
In throughout all of the home, nationwide or wherever. Where did this thing start, Home Instead, and how many Home Instead offices are there around the country?
It actually started from a personal experience. I think last time when I was here, I shared a little bit about the personal experience, but the home base is out in Omaha. Mm-hmm. And we are all across North America, and we're also international. So we're overseas in France and China, believe it or not. So we have a lot of locations.
And I know a lot of our listeners, including myself, know some of the people who may not know. I know about Home Instead as well. Basically, Home Instead is for elderly people, the seniors out there, who are proud. They're still proud. They own their own homes, and they want to stay there so they can have a caregiver come in on a daily basis.
Correct. What Home Instead does is we provide home care for seniors in their home so they can remain there. Mm-hmm. And our services include assistance with personal care, Alzheimer's. We do light housekeeping, transportation maybe to the doctor's appointment or if they want to go to their senior center. We do laundry. We cook meals. We also do men reminders. Mm-hmm. And right now we have a team of caregivers ready to go to help any family locally that is in need of services.
And as you mentioned, to the local senior center, how do you take them on the bus or the ride? You take them to the senior center, basically?
Yep, the caregivers, either they drive their car. Mm-hmm. Or they can drive the loved one or their client's car, whatever is more comfortable for the senior to get in and out of.
Here in the Attleboro area, I know Madeline McNeely and Darlene Young and her staff there do a tremendous job. I also sit on the board of directors there as well. And I see, many of the seniors out there who come in on a daily basis, and they're very appreciative to all the people out there. It's not just them, all the other places, Canterbury Woods, you've got all the other places that that service the seniors out there. And it's nice to have a senior center in your local community. It's not like, hopefully everyone has has one, and I know Norton has one, North Attleboro, Mansfield, and of course here in Attleboro. And it's always good to have that because it's something that they can do. If it's not just, I always say this, senior centers are not a place for just bingo and cards anymore. They do a heck of a lot more. Like Attleboro has a theater production company as well, which I run the music for that as well. But yeah, it's something that the seniors in this area who may not know what your local senior center does, just head down there and really check them out.
Right. The senior centers are extremely busy. The ones like I go to Norton or maybe Attleboro or different ones, and their activities are always going on. They have line dancing. They have someone come in, maybe do like healthy cooking. They're just very active. They go on trips. I'm going to actually be doing in some of the senior centers this January a program called the New Year, New Me, which will be a fashion show and then also a demonstration of how to wear scarves as an accessory. So they always have great programs for the seniors, and every time I've gone in, they're always busy.
Yeah, they really are. They really are. And they love it, too.
They do.
The people do love it. You know, it's a chance for to get them out. You know, sometimes they may be stuck in their houses or whatever. Some of them, fortunately, still are driving out there as well. We've seen that. But some of them who shouldn't be driving, but they do. But I know a few of them here in the Attleboro area who are terrific drivers, and they love it. In fact, I know one woman who picks up four people on a daily basis and makes sure that they get there, and they have a great time with it.
Right, and it's like you said, it's a place where they all can go and just relax and enjoy themselves. And sometimes they can participate if they don't feel up, but they just want to get out of the house. They can go and engage in whatever activities are going on.
Right, exactly. All right, we have Deborah Flanagan from Home Instead Senior Care here in Attleboro with us. We're going to be talking about a very special program that they have. In fact, it's going on for the next couple of weeks, and we're going to talk about that in just a couple of moments. Right now, we have meteorologist Jim Corbin back with us once again. Jim?
John, we've just cracked the freezing mark in many areas, so we've melted off any of the lingering frost that's around the area. The clouds are thickening, though. Rain now in southwest Connecticut. That'll be here, I'd say, around 3 o'clock or so, roughly. A little further to the south and west, it'll be a little earlier. To the north and east of Attleboro, it'll be a little later. But all of us will get into it late afternoon. Tonight, highs today should generally be in the mid-40s by later on. Low to mid-40s tonight with rain, and then more rain tomorrow and tomorrow night. Now, there'll likely be a break in the action for a time early tomorrow morning, but then more comes in. High temperature tomorrow, spiking up to about 50. And that windy sun and cloud day on Thursday, high temperatures in the upper 40s. The good news for Friday and the weekend, mainly sunny skies, 40s during the day, 20s and low 30s at night. So, again, rain on the way, but we need it. Let's get it during the week so we can enjoy the weekend.
Sounds good. All right, Jim. Sounds good. We'll talk to you in about 30 minutes or so.
Okay.
All right. All right. Do we have Deborah Flanagan here from Home Instead Senior Care? One of the main reasons, I mean, we're talking about a lot of these programs. Besides helping out with the seniors, and before we talk about Be a Santas to a Senior, other programs that Home Instead has done. I mean, it's been, first of all, you said it's been around for a long time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. You talked about the history of senior care, the Home Instead. Let's get into the meat of the matter right now. Be a Santa to a Senior, okay? When did this program start? Where did it start? And who can be a part of this?
Home Instead actually launched Be a Santa to a Senior program nationwide over 12 years ago in 2003. You know, it's a way to give back to the seniors in our community. The program is designed to brighten the lives of older adults and lonely or financially challenged seniors during the holiday season. Home Instead here in Attleboro, this is our 10th year doing Be a Santa to a Senior.
And what this, now, when I saw the news report on this that Ashley did a few weeks ago.
Yep.
I was very impressed with it. I really was. I think she's a perfect person to talk about this. I mean, you are as well.
Thank you.
But this is something that I've been mentioning this now for the last couple of weeks. Be a Santa to a Senior is kind of like Christmas is for Grandma or Grandpa. I mean, it's a great organization, a great thing to do. Talk a little bit about you know, if you want to get involved in this, how can they get involved in this and how they can pick that perfect present maybe for grandma or grandpa?
Oh, sure. Basically, how our Be a Santa to a Senior program works is we contact non-profit organizations in the community. Mm-hmm. This year, we have contacted the Attleboro Council on Aging, Mansfield Council on Aging, North Attleboro Council on Aging, Bethany House in Taunton, Primetime Adult Care in Dighton, and Madonna Manna in North Attleboro. And what we do is we ask them for names of seniors who normally wouldn't be receiving any type of holiday gift during the season. And each senior's request is put on a tree ornament, or we use the word tag. It's like a tag. And you would be very humbled at the type of gifts requests that we get. Sometimes we might get requests for just yarn or denture tabs, stamps. Sometimes we get requests for rosary beads. A lot of times we get requests for clothes, believe it or not. Sometimes we also get requests for maybe a gift card to a pharmacy so they can pick up their prescriptions. So you never know what we're going to, you know, what type of request is going to come in, but it's very humbling to see for sure.
And now you can do this at your place, but you can also do this at other various locations as well.
Right. We also partner with local businesses or retail stores in the area. This year we have 13 locations where the community can go in, anyone from the community can go in to pick up a tag. And those locations are Home Instead office here in Attleboro. We have AA Medical on Pearl Street in Attleboro, United Chamber, which is on Union Street in Attleboro. Walgreens is on Pleasant Street in Attleboro. We have the Tri-Town Chamber in Mansfield. Keller Williams Realty in Plainville. Epic Assistant Living in Norton. We have several locations for Bank of America. So we have Bank of America in North Attleboro, Attleboro, North Attleboro on Washington Street, Foxborough, Mansfield, and then we have a bank called Bay Coast Bank in Swansea.
Yeah, so, that is right next to the Swansea Mall. I know that.
Yes.
It's off 118 right there.
Yep. So anyone can go in from into the retail stores or any of the local businesses to take a tag. And what they all they need to do is purchase whatever's on the tag. So maybe it's a red sweater with some pearls. They bring that gift back to the location where they took the tag off the tree. They need to make sure it's not wrapped, because what we do is we have a huge wrapping party. But they bring it back and put it under the tree, and then we do collections afterwards. They have up until the 10th of December to return the items to the location.
Yeah, and then the wrapping party is at the Florence Suite Clubhouse here in the city.
Yes, yep. We have a huge wrapping party, like I said, December 11th, and it's open to the community. Anyone can come in to help us wrap. We wrap between the hours of 9 to 12, and the Florence Suite House is located at 44 Peck Street in Attleboro, and we have a lot of volunteers that do come in. And there is a church, I'm not sure the name of it, but a CCD class is going to also make some cards for our seniors so they can put them with the gifts, which is nice.
Yeah, and at that location, I saw the pictures from last Christmas when they were doing the pictures out of that from the last wrapping party. You had quite a number of presents for the people. You've got to really see to these seniors' faces when you get those items. You know, it's something that now do those seniors give you an idea of what they want, and you know, are there any surprises, you know, for the seniors?
Yes, they always write down what they'd like. I know of one,
but not a brand new car.
No,
unless grandma wants a new car.
right. No, yeah, no brand new cars. Okay. But they're, you know, like I said, a lot of them are just it's very humbling because it's normal day-to-day items. Mm-hmm. I know that Ashley had also shared about a request that came in this year for a box of cookies, mm-hmm. so that this person can share it with their loved ones at the holidays. So they're real simple, easy gifts. Like I said, like a sweater, clothes, yarn, maybe a gift card to even a grocery store. They appreciate anything. Mm. And then when we get to deliver them or host a party at one of the adult days and see them open it up, it's just overwhelming of their response. And why we do it, it just reaffirms why we do it.
You know, on a monthly basis, I go to the senior center and play a musical program there called Reminiscence. I do it I've been doing it for a little over 3 years. And every month when I'm there, usually on the third Friday of the month, some of the seniors that we've seen, we talk to them, they talk about the music, they talked about the music and the artists and stuff like that. And then we share some of the stories that they may remember from the early days of music. And last couple of months, we had two ladies, who wanted to have music. They love their CD players, their grandsons or their grandkids, gave them this and that. And, last month, this one lady said, I would really love these three or four songs. If you can put them on a disc for me, that would be great. And I think that was on a Friday. So the Monday, I went back to the senior center. I saw Darlene there, and I gave it to her. I says, when this woman comes back in, and she gave me a nice little compliment, Darlene said, because I've known Darlene for 20-some-odd years anyways, but they said, you know, it's something that they love to do. They love that. They love their music. Yeah. And I'm wondering, some of these other seniors out there, they may want some Christmas music or just regular music. Maybe they'd like to hear some, you know, Glenn Miller, Frank Sinatra music out there. And it's something I've been doing almost every month. You know, somebody will come up to me and says, can you make me a disc on this? And I'm like, sure. And then they say, well, how much is that? I'm like, are you kidding? Are you really kidding me? You're going to pay me. I love this. Are you kidding me? I never charge them doing that. But that's something that I actually, I was talking to another gentleman who was there last month as well. And he said, I think he's living at Christopher Heights. And he said to me, that is something that he would like to have for a special Christmas. Because mm-hmm. He talked about Be a Santa to a senior as well in the past. He's known about this. And he says, 1 year, I don't know if he got it from Attleboro, but someplace he got a couple of CDs, Christmas CDs.
Right.
Just a little bit like that brightens their day.
It does. And, you know, it's really something simple again, Dominic. It just goes back to what they really are looking for, you know, for a holiday gift. And music, exactly of what you said, is wonderful. They enjoy all different types of music. And we provide whatever requests are on those tags. Mm-hmm. You know, we do get requests for CDs, we have certain songs, typically the oldies, definitely. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, there's usually not a lot of surprises. Like I said, sometimes we even get rosary beads. It just varies. Each year, a Home Instead in Attleboro has probably delivered over about 300 per year.
Wow.
Yeah, this year I think we're up to 400 gifts for the local area. And again, it's such a great program to be able to support our seniors that gave so much to us, you know, growing up in the community.
You know, and when you see some of the seniors, or actually not the seniors, when you see the everyday traffic coming in into your place, are there any unusual questions that people are asking, you know, for the grandparents out there or the seniors out there?
They're not. I mean, a lot of them, they'll come in and even into our office, mm-hmm. looking. They've heard about the program, whether it be, you know, because it was hosted in a bank. They saw the poster and the mm-hmm. tree over at Keller Williams in the main lobby there, the realtor, they have it hosted. AA Medical also, they see the request, and so that's how they've heard about it, and they just really go in and want to be able to take not just one tag, but a couple of tags to purchase these gifts for the seniors so that they, you know, have something to open during the season.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter. You can take more than one tag if you want to.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we have a lot of people that do that. They'll take several tags. A lot of the companies that partner with us, they might even have a whole department that will take on, you know, like maybe 20 or 25 tags. Mm-hmm. So, oh, definitely. So you can take as many as you need, as you want.
Now, as you go into 2016, going into next Christmas, I'm sure, you know, during the year, you're going to start, you know, getting more requests for next year and stuff like
that.
Can any business or any person or any business can be involved in this? How can they, you know, say if you want a company in Sharon, North Attleboro, and they want to do something like this, how easily can they do that?
Right, they have to be nonprofit
organizations,
and then within our territory, which is the 20 communities surrounding Attleboro, so we go from Bellingham all the way down to Somerset, Dighton, and then everything in between. They can contact Ashley Nichols. She's our business manager at the office, mm-hmm. and let her know that they'd be interested definitely for next year to partner with us. If there's any company or retail stores that want to host a tree or a poster, they can do the same thing. If they've heard about the program and they want to support us next year, they just need to contact Ashley again, mm-hmm. just to let her know.
Yeah, that number is 508.
Yep, 508-222-0800.
Yeah, as I said, when I was reading about this and looking at the video, and you know, and I said I've known a little bit about it here until I saw it. There's also their website. You have your own. They have its own website as well.
Right. The Be a Santa to a Senior. If they have any questions or are they looking for any information, the website is Be a Santa to a Senior, all one word, mm-hmm. and .com. Mm-hmm.
And when they go to that website, they can find what they need to do. For, you know, and are there? No, I saw that website a couple of days ago. You can basically go on there and find what they need, really.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. You can punch in. What you do is you punch in your zip code, mm-hmm, and it will tell you of all the different locations around the area, and then you can just go get a tag from one of the locations.
Right. You know, and it's a good idea. It really is a great idea to have something like this, because I don't think that I know of, are there any other organizations that are doing this, you know, for the seniors? I can't think of anything out there, unless some of the senior centers are doing. I know some of the senior centers have a holiday get together, a party, you know, a dessert and coffee thing, but I think it's a great idea. When I was talking to my wife about this a couple of weeks ago, and we both said, "My God, this is such a great thing to have, especially for the people out there." You know, and there's really no age limit. I mean, see, if there's a senior, there's a person out there that you know someone out there. But it really is a good idea. Maybe you know, something that you can help them. I know one woman that I saw again last month. She was talking about what she really wanted for the holidays, and no word of a lie, she said to me, she was on the side. She said to me, she says, "You know what I really would like? Like what? Well, besides family and stuff like that." She said this woman, I think her name was Phyllis. She says, "I would really love to have for Christmas someone to help me with my will."
Oh, wow.
Because she didn't have that set. And I said, well, you know, and I said to her, I said, well, all you need to do is, you know, talk to your immediate family, you know, a lawyer, this and that. She says, and she did not realize it. In fact, she did go upstairs to their, to the senior center upstairs and was talking to them. And when she came down, she relayed that to me. And I says, "Is it okay if I relay this on the air?" It's like, "Yeah, I listen to you every day. That's fine. I don't care." You know, I mean, Phyllis is not her real name anyways. So,
right.
But she said, yeah, that's basically all she really wants. And some Glenn Miller music, basically.
Oh, of course.
So she was happy with that anyways, yeah.
But you know what? The good thing, even with Home Instead, we are community-based. We have so many resources and contacts in the community, elder law attorneys.
Yeah.
If we need PT, physical therapy, if they're looking for someone that like a money manager to help pay their bills, they can contact Home Instead, and we can come out and talk with them in their home, and, you know, give them the different resources and names of people in the community that do take care of those type of items.
Right. We are here with Deborah Flanagan. We're going to take a quick break here so we can kind of gather our thoughts again. Coming up to 9:27 here now on this Tuesday morning.
Clean out your closet and share the warmth with those in need. The Duffy Pool Funeral Home Winter Coat Drive will accept donations of new or gently used winter coats from October the 24th right straight through to December 12th. A winter coat bin will be set up for your convenience at Duffy Pool Funeral Home, located at 20 Peck Street in Attleboro. The coats will then be given to families during the week of December 18th through the 25th at the St. Joseph's Food Cellar, located on Linden Street. Thank you for joining Duffy Pool Funeral Home in assisting those in our community that are truly in need this winter.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope. That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us. In fact...
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Hmm. Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Pawtucket Winter Farmers Market will take place on Saturdays from 9 till 1 p.m., starting November 7th, right straight through May 14th, 2016, at Hope Artist Village, located on Hope Street in Pawtucket. Come light, snow, or shine, the Wintertime Farmers Market will be open. For more information, visit the web at hopeartistvillage.com or simply call 401-312-3850.
All right, we have Deborah Flanagan here for a few more minutes or so. We're talking about Be a Santa to a Senior. And as I mentioned to you, Deb, a little while ago off the air, when I went to the website, there's a couple of great videos online as well. If they go to BeASantaToASenior.com, all one word, there's a young lady who's dressed up in her elf outfit yeah. here, taking a look and presenting some of the items to a senior out there. And there's also some other people on there and how it works. I mean, it's the way you said it. You know, it's very, very simple.
It is.
It really is a great idea. And this started 10 years ago.
Yes, right. We started it,
started
here
it.
In Attleboro. We launched it 10 years ago. Nationwide, it's been in active for 12 years. Mm-hmm. So over the 12 years, probably about, I don't know, over 1.2 million seniors have received gifts mm-hmm. across the nation from Be a Santa to a Senior gift program, which is exciting because a lot of them wouldn't receive anything.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to give back to the community and to them.
Yeah, and as we also that you said is it is anonymous type, you know, it is anonymous. You don't.
Yes.
You may have the first name and the item, and that's it. And then they will bring that item back to the company or wherever.
Right.
And then they'll take care of it from there, and we don't have to go deliver it unless we're volunteering for you guys.
Right.
But it's the job of Home Instead to do that.
Right. Home Instead will do all the deliveries themselves. We just ask the community.
And wrapping for the wrapping party.
Yeah, the wrapping is where we really need the community to come in to help us wrap, because if we get over 400 gifts, it takes about 3 hours because we specialize them. We just don't wrap them. We put special bows on them. We'll attach the cards that that maybe the CCD class wrote up or did or made for the seniors. And so it's special. It's not just we're just wrapping a gift. Each gift is individually and personalized. And then we do distribute them, which does take a couple of days to do that.
And it's, as you said, it's a fun time, especially at the wrapping party.
Oh, it is.
Which is coming up on the 11th.
Yes, the wrapping party is on the 11th at the Florence
Sweet House. Open to anyone who wants to help.
Correct. Yep. When we would love as many volunteers or people from the community, which we do see a lot come in to help wrap us, help wrap the gifts that we do get.
And of course, at that wrapping party, you don't play any rap music, I hope, for that. Unless the seniors bring their own, people bring their own. But you also have a very special story that you want to also share with the audience as well.
Yes. Actually, it's on the website, too, of Be a Santa to a Senior. But just in case anyone is unable to get onto the internet, I'd just like to read this story. It's a good way to end of how, you know, gift-giving touches the lives of many seniors. In 2006, Be a Santa to a Senior volunteer visited a local nursing facility and distributed gifts to a number of residents, including one 87-year-old woman we'll call Mary. She was pleased to receive her gift and thanked us profusely. But it wasn't until we returned to give Mary another gift in 2007 that we recognized the true value of Be a Santa to a Senior. When we entered Mary's room on our second visit, we noticed that the only card on her bulletin board was the Be a Santa to a Senior card from the previous year. As we spoke with her caregivers, we found out that our Christmas card and gift were the only items she had received throughout the year. Mary reread the card regularly to help keep that memory alive. Each year, Homestead Senior Care offices throughout North America spread holiday cheer to lonely and financially challenged seniors through our Be a Santa to a Senior gift program. The program has attracted upwards to 60,000 volunteers over the past 6 years distributing gifts to deserving seniors. Since introducing the program, Homestead has helped provide 1.2 million gifts to more than 700,000 seniors.
That is amazing. And, you know, on a part of that, it's kind of sad, too.
It is.
That's the only card that she had. She did not receive anything throughout the year, so that is sad to see something like that. But it also made something happy in her life because you were there. You were part of, you know, her holiday season. You know, and I always wondered, you know, maybe she doesn't have anybody else in her family, stuff
right.
like that. And that's gonna be even tougher as well, because if there's a person out there that is alone, you know. All of her siblings or her family or grandkids kids are not around this area, and she's the only one. And there are hundreds of those same types of people right living next door to you.
Right, Dominic. And we see that, too, when we go out to meet a lot of the seniors to set up service. A lot of times the only family they have is us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have any children, or their children are maybe like out in California and they're working. And so we come in as maybe like a companion to these seniors to provide engagement, maybe to help cook some good meals, make sure that they're getting their med reminders. But you're right, it is sad that a lot of the seniors out there don't have anyone.
Yeah.
You know, their families have deceased and they're the only ones left. So if we can go out and brighten their day, even for the year, like Mary's, and provide a gift or a card that will keep them going, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and as we kept on talking about this, you know, and that's basically what it really means is be a Santa to a senior. I mean, it's something that they look forward to. And as I said before, and I want to repeat it again, that the faces that you see And when did they get those gifts?
Well, we have the wrapping party on the 10th, and then the 11th, we start delivering throughout the community back to the nonprofits. So we'll deliver back to, you know, the Attleboro COA, Madonna Manor. Mm-hmm. They have parties and so forth, and we'll participate in those parties. We get to dress up like... on the website with the girl with the little elf suit on. A lot of times we dress up with Santa hats. And they just love it. They are just so thrilled. And we watch each and every one open up their gift individually. And they're just thrilled. Some of them cry. Mm-hmm. Some of them just are overjoyed with what they received. The community is very generous, too, from a lot of the people that do give. They just... You know, instead of just giving Mary maybe rosary beads or a nice sweater that she requested, a lot of times they'll provide other things too. Mm-hmm. So we're overwhelmed by the generosity of the community and what they do give to our seniors.
As you said, the wrapping party is December the 11th?
10th. 10th. Yep, at the Florence Sweet House.
Mm-hmm. And of course, people can come from all walks of life. They can come in there from 9 to noontime.
Yep.
The other thing is, the other important thing that you talked about the last time you were here, is if someone wants to be someone out there to help you guys, there's also a career center. There's a career tab on the main website as well.
There is. We at Homestead, we're always looking for caregivers, and they can go on to our website, which is homestead.com/590, and apply under careers. There's a caregiver position, and they can just fill out the application online. And what that does is that will... our human resource department will receive that and review it. Then they'll get a phone email saying that they're going to have a phone interview. Mm-hmm. A lot of times that goes into their spam, so they have to check there.
Yeah.
But we're always looking for caregivers in the 20 communities that we service.
Yeah, in fact, right now there is an application, a job opening in your office right there.
Yep.
And I think that's the same one that's on the Chamber of Commerce's website as well. They're still under their job events as
well. Yes, yep, I had posted that on both the chambers, mm-hmm. and I do appreciate them doing that for us, because we're always, like I said, looking for caregivers. Mm-hmm. It's a part-time position, not guaranteed 30 hours.
Right.
But you know what? The 30 hours doesn't mean anything compared to the benefit of helping someone in need.
And lastly, I know you have to get back to work. How can people get in touch with you, and how can they get in touch with Be a Santa to a Senior?
Be a Santa to a Senior's website is beasantatoasenior.com, which is all one word. And if they have any questions about our service or our program, they can contact me at 508-222-0800. Mm-hmm. And thanks, Dominic, for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. And if there's anything else that we can do, you feel free, because the airways are always open for people like you and all the other people from Homestead, because I know it's an important thing out there, because people are still proud to be at home. They don't want to be in their assisted living or their nursing homes. You have a classy place here in Attleboro and beyond, like Homestead, and they do a great job. And keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right, and Merry Christmas to you guys.
And to you too.
And good luck on this venture for this year.
Thanks.
All right. Deb Flanagan from Homestead Senior Care has been my guest. We appreciate her coming down. We're going to take another quick break here and be back with meteorologist Jim Corbin with another update on our forecast.
Christmas Past, Four Centuries of Christmas in New England will be presented at the Carpenter Museum, located on Locust Avenue in Rehoboth, on Thursday, December the 10th at 7 o'clock p.m. This timely holiday lecture by Ken Torino of Historic New England traces the celebration of Christmas with a look at how the holiday was transformed to a family-centered event. Topics will include everything from how the Christmas tree became popular to when Santa Claus actually came to town. For more information, feel free to call the museum at 508-252-3031.
Go, Caleb! Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Community VNA Hospice Care will host their annual Lighting of the Tree of Life in Remembrance Ceremony on Sunday, December the 6th, at their Attleboro headquarters located on Emory Street. The program will feature holiday music, refreshments, and the opportunity to recognize a loved one with a star on the tree. For more information about the event or how to add a star to the tree with your loved one's name, simply visit the web at communityvna.com/donate or call 1-800-220-0110.
Now 9:43 here on this Tuesday morning, close to 34 degrees right now. Actually, it's 33.8 degrees, but I'm sure it'll be 34 degrees momentarily. Right now, once again, we have meteorologist Jim Corbin back with us. Jim?
Yeah, I got a lot of those tenths of a degree thermometers these days, Tom. You can notice the change within seconds. We are above freezing just about everywhere now. We're going to reach the low to mid-40s later on today. Rain moving in. The rain has now made it to about Bridgeport in Connecticut, so it still looks like it's timing out around 3 o'clock, roughly. The further south and west you are, the earlier, the further north and east you are from the greater Attleboro area, the later, but all of us will get it. Winds will be out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Rain tonight falling just a few degrees into the low 40s, maybe some 40s, and then actually rising through the low to mid-40s. And then tomorrow, after a bit of a break early, more rain moving in. Again, it's sort of a two-sided system, the warm front bringing the rain later today, and then the cold front with the storm center, the same storm that's bringing snow to parts of Minnesota early this morning. We're on the warm side of it, the warm meaning mild, not exactly really warm, but temperatures tomorrow about 50. Rain tomorrow night, let's hope we get it. We could use a good half to three-quarters of an inch of rain. Fill up that reservoir, the Norton Reservoir, the Manchester Reservoir, the Scituate Reservoir in Rhode Island. Again, we need it now so that next spring and summer we're going to be okay. Thursday, sun and clouds, windy, 15 to 30 miles an hour with higher gusts. On Thursday with sunshine, blue skies, black bottom clouds coming across upper 40s. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday right now are looking good with less wind, highs in the 40s, 20s to low 30s at night. So as much as we have rain in the forecast overall, I don't think any of us can really complain about anything.
Yeah, exactly right. I think this is good, at least for that, and hopefully we won't have, as you said, we don't see too much snow, at least in the near future, that's for sure.
For the next 2 weeks, I'll be monitoring it if anything changes, but this weather pattern is not favoring snow of any consequence anytime soon. Our good friends out in the northern plains and places like Minnesota, that's where the storm track is favoring snow at the moment. So that's the good news. Weather eventually is going to change over, which it probably will. That's up in the air at the moment. But right now, as I usually can go out about 2 weeks, I don't see... as I said earlier, I don't see us doing any significant shoveling or plowing of snow anytime soon, so yeah. That certainly is the good news. The only negative today and tomorrow, 4:13 is the sunset today. It's going to be kind of gloomy later today, so we're going to have the lights coming on in the afternoon just in a few hours because of the fact that we have these very early sunsets.
Yeah, that is for sure. All right, sounds good, Jim. We will talk to you in the morning.
Talk to you then.
All right, have a great one. All right, there you go. There goes Jim Corbin. Of course, Jim will be joining Paul Healy coming up a little later on this morning, just after 11 o'clock. All right, here on 1320 WARA, 9:46 on this Tuesday morning. Right now, we got some partly cloudy to clear skies, 34 degrees here in the Attleboro area. All right. Also want to thank Deb Flanagan for joining us this morning from Home Instead Senior Care, located at 555 Pleasant Street here in the city. What you want to do is give them a call at 508-222-0800 or just go to homeinstead.com/590 for more information, or just go to beasantatoasenior.com. And once again, it is time for another child who may not have a Christmas this year.
Kids, kids, Christmas is for kids.
Well, now we're looking at Nicole, who's a lovely 9-year-old little girl. Her dad unfortunately passed away about 2 years ago, and mom works two jobs to keep a home for Nicole and her little brother. Well, this year, Nicole is wishing for a happy together dollhouse, or maybe one of those Barbie color style cut styling heads. Well, Nicole can read at the third grade level, and she loves those spooky books. Mom is hoping that Santa will bring Nicole a new warm winter coat, and maybe a pair of leggings as well. Of course, Mom and Nicole will be very pleased and thankful for anything Santa brings on Christmas morning.
Daddy runs electric.
Nicole is just one more example of the over 850 children who are dreaming of Christmas this year. And you also know that a full two-thirds of these children are in foster care or a homeless shelter. Well, maybe you can help out. You can learn more about how you can be part of Christmas is for Kids by contacting the donor line Monday through Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. The number is 508-226-0911. That's 226-0911 from 5 to 8 Monday through Friday and from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays. And the volunteer who answers will help you find a child that's just the right fit for your budget and your heart.
Christmas is for kids.
Once again, the number 508-226-0911. They're open this afternoon starting at 5 until 8 and Saturdays from 9 to 5.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and
those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, that heat is too intense for it, what good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft, and although I know it's strictly taboo, when you rouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me, proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch. There ain't no nicer witch than you. It's witchcraft, that cuckoo witchcraft, and although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me, proceed with what you're leading me to. It is such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you, than you, than you. Oh, you're a fine witch.
Frank Sinatra, taking you back to 1963. Oh, I love that song, Witchcraft. You know, today, of course, it is our Tuesday edition, of course, and normally we do our Two for Tuesday, which we do, we've been doing that now for the last about a month or so. And basically what that means is I play two songs back to back from the same artist. Now, of course, we didn't really do much today because we had to, we had our great interview with Deb Flanagan from Home Instead Senior Care here in the city of Attleboro for Be a Santa to a Senior. But that's okay. What we're going to do right now is since we played that Frank Sinatra song, why not play another Sinatra song? In fact, this one was just came in just a few moments ago on our email. They love to hear the Christmas music, so we're going to do another Christmas song by Frank Sinatra for our Two for Tuesday. Love this song as well.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.